It's the Uncle Difference
Long
Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Golden Connect.
Fly guys are pools, right? BXO's in the building, huh? I tell them fall back. Gave one call, never call back. Yeah, I'm acting different, I hope I show that. Different moves with different positions, know that. Guys are giving out procedures, this is no cap. What happened to being lyrical? More rap. Now people posting the club and all that. Still moving state to state, more maps. Respect the format. Get money, get cash, and move around slowly. People always talking like they really, really know me. I make moves like tornadoes, old school movies. Yeah, man, I've been to the streets, I lived on the street. Sold drugs, got used to the heat. Stood away from the smoke, now they calling me cheap. I pass through your hood and ain't no fly G. Guys are for sure, Mr. Never Take Short. Smoking on a new Porsche, straight from New York. When you're trying to show love, they show you no gratitude. Then you switch it up, they try to act up with an attitude. About to level up, so watch the way I gravitate. You know who you are, so you know that you're gonna hate. The name is Fly Gaza. Feel the way I penetrate. You're a full dirt artist, always trying to find a way. I could bring you the tools, you still lost in your hideaway. Yeah, I could drop a name, but I got a better way. Not building up your clout, even when I fly away. Go have a better day, stuck up in the same clothes. I'm moving like a tidal wave. If you're drowning in the streets, you'll never see another day. Go ahead and jump the gate. Always been a face, surrounded by the snakes. No room for jakes. You feel me, you see me. Yeah, but you can't beat me. There's only one fly G. The bass, the bass.
Yo, that's my word, my nigga. Whoever want a motherfucking live their dream, you live those dreams. Don't let nobody stop. Only you can stop yourself, you heard?
You see you? You're not normal. You're different. When we say different, it is different. You see them where the Uncle Different, Theo Different, all kind of different, but the same. You see it? Notch.
Yeah. This is your world uncle, Uncle Different. Man, we have a special guest on here tonight. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a killer. It's going to be a very exciting night for me. And the person that I'm interviewing tonight, it's going to be a great surprise. But let me tell you something first. Every Wednesday, you have Zero Smiles with the Weave Files in King Miami. That show right there, you got to check it out. I always say it. Listen, those guys are awesome. On Thursday night, if your music is in the files, it's going to be played. You're going to hear it. I can guarantee you we're going to hear a whole lot more about the person we're interviewing tonight. And I'm saying person because when I really introduce who it is, it's going to be a special night for us, okay? So then you have on Fridays, you have Fresh Fridays with Flock Gaza all the time playing and got great interviews going on. And Saturdays, you know, you got me, Uncle Different, all the time. There's something different going on, just like tonight. And on Sundays, we have the Beautiful Red. Beautiful Red, you know, that's a crazy night. Things are always going crazy. She always has crazy conversations. And, man, it's great. We up in Up Live now. You got to come in and check us out. You know, you got Uncle Different. You have Zero Smiles. You have King Miami. You have Haiti the Great. You have Coda Soda on there. You got Flock Gaza. Sometimes we all together. We could talk live, see each other. And talk about more about what we do on the show for the independent artists, okay? But right now, I'm going to play a song.
Whack on the beat, 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 killing me.
Yo, I'm overhearing these niggas downplay the power of the pussy. Like, they ass don't live and die for the shit. Like, can't take it. Well, I don't fuck with niggas like that.
Mm-mm.
But I do be fucking them. I ain't gonna hold you, but it's on some other shit. Think I'm a bitter bitch?
Hey,
yo, on J-Hood, I got my cherry pop by D-Block. That's what the hood's called, D-Hill from Hilltop. Crushed on him in middle school, then moved to the same block. Where he started tripping as soon as he gave me these tots. He really liked me, knew I wasn't one of these shots, but got more aggressive with every visit to these spots. This DZ nigga tried to mind fuck my head up. We had to square up with him right after he fucked my bed up. Whole time this cuz wanted to give my sister head up over some pussy, cause they both studs, yo, bed up. do is fuck niggas, and after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas, fuck niggas, cause all I do is fuck niggas, and after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas, fuck niggas, cause all I do is fuck niggas, and after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas, fuck niggas, fuck niggas, say fuck nigga free, don't fuck no fuck niggas,
fuck niggas, fuck niggas, say fuck nigga free, don't fuck no fuck niggas.
OG Thaddy Johnson, but I do chuck dudes on them. OG Bobby Johnson, man. My problem is how I appreciate the Johnsonness, especially when it's attachment. Small work magic like Johnson, Irvin, swerving. Now I'm curving, leaving these niggas on the curb, and they got some nerve to think I was gonna let them ride. Can't handle my drive, you can't handle these curves and scooting these love handles. I say with the bars, you say trying to get a handle. Fuck niggas, get this mental. Cause all I do is fuck niggas, me. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas, fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas, and after I fuck niggas, I be like,
fuck niggas, fuck niggas. Fuck off, fuck niggas, say fuck niggas, freedom, fuck niggas.
Fuck niggas, fuck niggas, fuck niggas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, right now, everybody, that song was by Sassy Boogie. All right. Fuck niggas. Fuck those niggas. You know, that sounded like a very independent fuck niggas. I don't give a fuck. Fuck niggas. But that was by Sassy Boogie. Woo! That's her.
Yes,
well, you know what? Right now, that was something different for the Uncle Different Show. That's what I'm talking about, the way we started it. But right now, listeners, and I'm going to introduce my special guest tonight, okay, which is Sassy Boogie. All right. Sassy Boogie.
Hi.
Where you from and what you do? Let our listeners know.
Sassy Boogie. Let me hear you say it. I like how you say it, Sassy Boogie. That's cute and all that, but I'm Sassy Boogie. Sassy Boogie, the Boogie Monster.
Yes, that was Sassy Boogie.
The Wonder Woman, the Golden Child, hailing from Springfield, Massachusetts, and everywhere you at.
Wow.
I am a hip-hop recording artist, been rapping, freestyling, all that, all my life.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing.
When you say all...
Getting the streams together.
You know, what made you write that song, Fuck Those Niggas?
It's a...
Fuck niggas.
It's my life. That was me telling a story. A real story.
Okay. That's when you just said, fuck those niggas. I'm independent. I could do me and be good.
It's me spreading a warning.
Well, so, okay.
You know.
That's right. Watch out. Here I come.
No fuck niggas. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. That's what I'm talking about. So, when you say you've been doing it all your life, give me some years there.
Some years?
Yeah, you know, when I say years, I want you to split that up. I'm not trying to get at your age or anything. What I'm trying to get at is, okay, you know what? I started playing the drums at 5.
Right.
You know?
That's what I was about to give you some years. I had to think, though, because I'm like, okay, give you some years. So,
okay.
Since I could read and write, I've been writing rhymes. You know, how they teach you,
wow,
like, how to write at school and I started, I love to write. I just like the actual act of writing. So then, you know, you journal the van, and then you start putting some stuff together, and next thing you know, you got a whole album in your journal.
Yeah. I need you to speak up a little louder. I can't really hear you.
Oh, I'm a little low. Can you hear me a little better?
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Basically,
I heard you.
I've been writing.
Right. Okay. So you do all your writing or most of your writing?
Everything, all the writing. I'm starting to make my own beats.
Okay.
Record myself.
You see, now I know why you wrote "fuck those niggas." Well, it's "fuck niggas." It's not even "fuck those niggas." It's "fuck niggas." Let me get it right.
Yeah,
let me get it right. It's "fuck niggas." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is like, you know what, I could do this on my own. Like I said, I mean, probably a little bit more, but that's not my business. You put that song out there, you know why you put it out there, and it sounds good. You got some more music that I have of yours that I know we're going to be talking about it also on Up Live, because we up on Up Live. Block Guys will be up there. We talk about our artists that we deal with when we do the interviews, you know, and the music. Just to put you out there.
Yeah, that's
what and you know, that's what we do here at For the Record Radio, you know. We have created.
We appreciate it.
Yes. You know, so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
so,
Matt,
you know,
are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. What would you say to the independent artists out there right now, due to the fact you've been doing this a very long time, and so we all been climbing ladders to get to where we need to get to, and it would be great to hear from someone like you that's been climbing up and doing your thing, you know, all your life, you know, since you been able to read and write.
Yes. Independent artists, just stay focused, really. You know, you got to stay focused, stay consistent. No matter what nobody says or nobody else does, you have to believe in yourself first and foremost, and you have to continue to go on the days where you don't even know what's what. You just
gotta
keep going.
Right. Okay.
It boils down to believing in yourself and consistently moving forward. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you doing any features?
I got a lot of dope features coming out in the works right now. That's another thing I've always done, really, is see more of other people's projects. I got a lot of features. Two singles in particular I'm real excited about because it's in motion. So I don't know if they want me to speak on it. Well, actually, one is out. It's called Don't Make Me. Shout out to my boy, Garner Boys, Garner Vision. Yeah, definitely a lit song. It's definitely streaming on all platforms. Shout out to my other boy, De La Supreme, the Bang Up Movement, which is Believe and Never Give Up, which is another independent artist or entrepreneur mantra. You have to believe and never give up. So shout out to him. We got a dope single out called Trenches. We're coming soon, so just definitely stay tuned. And just search Sass Boogie. It's a lot of dope features already available on all platforms. So. Some real motion going on. I'm excited about it.
Well, Sass, we have a caller on the line that we're gonna take that caller right now. I would like to know what questions that caller has or who it is. You never know.
Okay, that's dope. Okay.
So we're gonna take that caller right now, okay?
Let's do it.
Hey, caller. Where you from and what you do?
What's up, man?
What's up? What's going on? Who are we talking to and what you do?
What's going on, man? This King Miami, man.
Bob.
How you doing, man?
One of our Wednesday hosts, co-hosts, is on the line. That's what I'm talking about.
Good, man.
All right. Well, we have a special guest on the in the studio right now, Sassy. You know, you have any questions for her?
Yeah, definitely, man. First of all, your music is great. Loving your music.
Wow,
definitely
thank you.
Snapping in
appreciate
there.
It.
Yeah. Vibe with that, definitely. Let me see. I got a question for you. I would say, what do you think female artists should and shouldn't do when coming up in the music industry right now?
What should and shouldn't do?
Like one thing you say that you know would be bad for them to do, and one thing you think would be good for them to do.
I'ma say not even just a female artist, but and see, y'all told me to talk my shit when I got on here, and I wouldn't be fat if I didn't come at you the way I gotta come at you. Because niggas always separate the females from the guys. Like, y'all ain't realized that the females is really just running shit and really just doing it. Like, and this ain't nothing new. It looks new because of social media, but there's been mad female rappers. Now it's an influx. So for it to be a continuous, what should the females do? And this is an artist period. The female is an artist just like any other artist. So any artist should always be true to themselves and never fucking listen to what the critics or whatever got to say. You should always do you, and you should never worry about nothing other than that. Those are my do's and my don'ts, or whatever. That's that.
That's right. Let me tell you, I
mean to come crazy, but you know, an artist is an artist, female, male. I know females is gonna, you know, everybody marketing and all that, you know, sex sales, whatever they got going on, but everybody's an individual.
Yeah, I think definitely that's why I said female artists. The female artists on the come up like crazy right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but at one time it was the guys. Every time you turn around, it's a new artist in general, and it's definitely a bunch of ladies running teams.
Right.
And I'm excited about that. So they should just continue to keep doing that. Y'all hear that? I'm out here in the field. It's okay. You know, it's weekend thing. We outside, but
pardon
the noise.
Right. Well, keep it 100, sis,
yeah.
You know. That's all I want you to do is keep it 100, because let me tell you, I have a lot of respect for all female artists coming up. You know, if you respect yourself, it's like the greatest thing in the world. I love independent women coming up. And when I say women, because that's what it is, you know, you're a woman coming up in the industry. If you give yourself the respect, man, you can build just like a man and build that empire and go straight up with no problem.
Right. But I also
feel
like there's ladies that's doing stuff that other people might not agree with or might think like, she's disrespecting herself. But if she thinks she's moving bossy and getting money off of it, then Everybody gets enough money for everybody to get their money. Like, stop worrying about everybody else and do you. Independent artist, real shit, real talk. Too many people worry about too many other motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Not fast. I love everybody, though. I love to see everybody doing their shit, so. I love it. Hip hop 50 now. We lit, baby. You know what I'm saying? I love to see everything. I love the old school shit. I love the new school shit. The females that people probably think disrespecting they shit, I'll probably twerk to it later. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily do it, but hey, I ain't mad at whoever's doing whatever they're doing. Get your money.
Well, you know. Well, I want to hold on. Give me one second, okay? Okay. I want to ask Sass Boogie.
I need a quarter.
If she knows, I want to ask you one question. Just listen up. I want to know if you know this song.
Think it's a game.
Okay.
You know that song, Sass?
All right. Wait,
we can't wait here, you know, for this one, bro. Wait. What's the name of that song?
Fuck these bitches. Fuck these niggas, too. Let's get this.
I know the song. Y'all know the song?
You know that song?
That's funny.
I said this was going to be a special night. Let's play that.
Hello? Yeah, play that.
Let's play that.
Let's do it.
Monster. Music.
Baby, I just changed the name of it.
Fuck these bitches. Fuck these niggas too. Let's get this fucking money though. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? If y'all like me and y'all about y'all money and y'all want to sit around and wait for that shit to come, you want some shit, like, fuck it. Let's get up and get it. What we waiting for? Fuck it. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. They can't wait for
oh, no.
All my stripper hoes, they gon' shake for it.
Oh,
and my gnarly bros, they gon' skate for it. When that sass gon' drop, they can't wait for it. Wait for it. They can't wait
they
for
can't.
It. All my church gon' folk call, pray for it. And my thugs, no joke, gon' pray for it. When that sass gon' drop, they can't wait for it. Wait for it, they can't wait for it. And I can't wait, I'm impatient like a psych ward. Go psycho for it, 7-34-13.
Please believe
I am these one. Grew up on Nas, it was written, it's already done. Not from NY, but this queen already won. Not to imply competition, simply celebrating acceptance of my position. My mission, execute my vision. 2020, funny mom, the optician. Still bum in 20s, cause ends won't meet. And so I focus on this money. Don't get it, just who the fuck I be.
Sign
A, double trouble, no time for the fuck rage. Get up and go get it, ain't nobody doing shit for me. Be on the toes, cause misery love company. And ain't nobody got time for that, man. Life's too short, you can't get time back, fam. Done lost too much, fam. Lost too many dollar bills. Making sense, cause it just make me wanna holler real. Things get beyond control, no chill. And it's hard to try and sit still. Swallow that pill, relax, get comfortable. Ain't got no choice like you fucking with Hustle. Be clear, I fuck with Bud Heavy. Yo, I stay high cause life be trying to keep me low. Still sunny little rappers like Theo. Catch a nigga trying to find me like Nemo. On my line trying to call me now Cleo. I ran jokes with my day ones like Cleo. Sony, TT, and Frank, I need this money. Sass is gon' rob the bank. I'm a thing, don't wait for me, bitch, I'm hanging, who the hell? Who they hating on? Uh-oh, oh no, they can't wait for all my stripper hoes, they gon' shake for and my gnarly bros, they gon' skate for when that sad song drop, they can't wait for wait for they can't wait for all my church gon' folks all pray for and my thugs, no joke, gon' pray for when that sad song drop, they can't wait for wait for they can't wait for it.
Yeah. This is different. On the Uncle Different Show, this is something different right here. Let me tell you, it's called Wait For It from Sass Boogie. Well, you know, I got a very interesting question for you, okay, with no disrespect at all. But who the fuck pissed you the fuck off?
Why you say that?
I have to say it like that. Like I said, with no disrespect, because let me tell you, somebody pissed you off, and you went and you got that pen and paper, and you sat down and you said, yeah, fuck these niggas, fuck these bitches too. I mean, oh, it's crazy. You know, it's
that's
like...
In general, like it
was crazy.
Yeah, nobody, you know, the it's a crazy world we live in, so you know.
Okay.
It's like a
okay.
To a lot of people,
I mean,
myself,
it's funny.
So.
It's funny because listening to your voice, you don't sound that like boom. You sound like a powerful woman. You sound like a very powerful woman there. But when you come out and you start blasting on that mic, that's crazy.
Right.
You know, so growing up, who did you look up to in the music world?
Well, you heard me mention Nas. Grew up on Nas. It was written that already. What I said? Oh, you remember the lyrics? You saw that. I said grew up on Nas.
Right.
Written the song I Already Won, whatever I said. Yeah. It's already done. Not from NY, but this queen already won. That's what I said. So
right.
Queen Latifah,
right. Okay.
Nas.
You got to speak up. You got to speak up. I can't hear you.
Well, Queen Latifah, Nas.
Okay. You know, right now, I want you to tell our listeners where they could find you in social media to listen to you more.
Sass Boogie. That's SASSBOOGIE. It's on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram. The music is available everywhere under Sass Boogie. A lot of times we try to separate the sass from the boogie, but that's one word. So,
okay,
yep,
okay. Right now we're going to end up, we got a caller. Yeah, we got a caller. We're going to take the caller and ask the caller and see who they are and where they're from and what's the questions they're calling in for.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, what it is? This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. What it is?
Hey, thank you for dropping in, man. It's been a minute.
For sure, man. Busy. I'm going to do the best
all
I can
right,
to talk cool. to you. I'm on the ice cream truck tonight, so you might hear a little of that ice cream truck music playing in the background.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So we have...
Trying to keep the kids happy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
AOG, we have Sass Boogie on the line. She's an independent artist. Do you have any questions or any gems that you could just drop for independent artists themselves?
All right. Here's what I want to do. Two different things. First, I want to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You're definitely gifted. You're definitely talented. I want to see greater things out of you. I can envision that for you. So keep doing what it is that you are doing. And if I had one question to ask you, the question I would have would be, what inspires you to do what you do?
That's a great question, and I want to thank you, too, for your words. I appreciate it, and I'm definitely going to keep going. But, yeah, I appreciate it greatly. Also, and, you know, congrats on what you're doing out there on the ice cream truck, entrepreneurial things. I love it. You got to keep it going.
Absolutely. A hustle is a hustle. You feel what I'm saying?
And you can never knock it, so I will never do
that. That's it.
And
that's it.
So that's to answer your question, the hustle in my family, like, you know, some people hustle for the love of it. I think that's me. So that's one thing. And, you know, my babies, my, you know, my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you have a wonderful talent, Miss Boogie, Miss Bad Boogie. You feel me? Absolutely. So you keep doing what you're doing. I'm gonna get on. I don't know. Can y'all hear that? You hear that wonderful ice cream music?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's what OG is on today.
Hey, OG.
All right, all the listeners, let me tell you where you can hit me. Hit me on Instagram at og.tigerlee. Hit me on Instagram. That's my Instagram. Facebook, just hit eric.wires, and that's me. I'm on there. Tap in, tune in. I'm still around. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to let each of you know, hold on, because I'm coming back, and I'm coming back sooner than you think. We're going to work out some details here pretty soon. It's a job situation with me. That's the only thing slowing me down. But them Tuesday nights are going to be taken over by your boy, OG Tiger Lee. So get prepared, because I will be there.
Hey, OG, why don't you do me
what
a favor? Why don't you let the listeners know where their music is heard?
Their music is heard on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. Definitely shout out to you, my guy, Uncle Different, and shout out to my partner, Flock Gossip, for show on that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, now, go give those kids those ice creams, man. Get that hustle.
Don't give them no ice cream.
We're gonna take another caller. We got another caller on the line. So Tiger OG, thank you for calling in, man. We appreciate you. Have a good night, man. Stay cool.
Good night.
Hey caller, where you from? What you do? Let us know.
Yo, this your boy Zero Smiles, DX Burrows, all the way down to South Florida and everywhere else in between. Yeah. Stand the fuck up. What's rocking up the different?
Bob, everything is fine, man. We have a special guest, Sass Boogie. I don't know why I keep saying sassy. I keep throwing letters there that don't belong there, you know. But Forgive me, Sass.
The funny thing is,
for
I zero
smiles, man. You know, thank
sassy.
You for calling in, man. This is our Wednesday host, Zero Smiles with the Wee Files. You know, on Wednesdays. You know, if you catch me on Wednesdays, I'm listening to his show while I'm smoking my blunt, chilling out, drinking my little glass, and laughing. And then by the time I go to
Big
call
time.
In, I go, Oh shit, it's 9:05. I'm listening to the show. It was so good. I was so into smoking. I'm like, oh shit, it's 9:05. The show is over.
Man, we're Wednesday night is where the stoners come and get stoned. Chill out with me and King Miami every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Weed Files. But I do got a question for the sister that did pull up tonight, because I've been tuned in and I like what I hear. I like the second
but
track a lot more than I like the first one. I ain't gonna lie. It's not being biased. It's just the second one had a lot more passion in it.
Hold on, Smiles. You know what's funny? That as I'm doing the show, I said, you know what? I could guarantee you
I'm going to get a call. Zero Smile's going to call in. First of all, you never heard me curse on the show.
Never.
And I can say whatever the fuck I want. But tonight, I was like, fuck those niggas. And fuck those bitches, too.
Yeah.
Nah, I said, Zero Smile's going to have a laugh and he's going to call in.
Both of them was dope. It's just that you had a lot more passion, and you really, really meant what you were saying in that second song.
So I wasn't doing
it. Somebody really got you in your bag, and you was proving a point.
Appreciate it.
But my question
so that
is,
you see,
first,
I wasn't the only one that caught that. I said, who the fuck was you mad at?
Yeah. Nah, so I have a two-part question.
Okay.
One is OG Tiger Lee kind of asked it in a way, but I'm gonna ask it in a different way. What's your motivation behind hip hop? Why do you do hip hop itself? Why is it rap that you want to do? Out of any other job, any other talent that you could have possibly had, why is it rap? And two, where do you see your rap career in the next 3 years?
Okay, that question has got me so, amped because, especially with it being the 50th year, I just always felt like I felt like I was born a rapper. it's crazy. I can't even explain it. I was literally born. And if you got to listen to more of my music to really understand. I don't feel like I could try to lay it down for you real quick, but that's really it for me. I feel like I was born a rapper, long story short. Born to do it. So I actually have stopped plenty of times. Nah, I don't want to do that no more. And I couldn't not do it. I'm here to do this. I got a message to convey to the world. I got a duty. And saying Wonder Woman says, "Boogie, I'm here to save the rap game." So that's my calling, apparently, and I'm gonna answer it. So that's that.
All right. Well, you know what?
I don't know if I answered the two-part question.
Yeah, yeah. So where do you see your career in the next 3 years?
Yeah, me too. In the next 3 years, I have big plans in the next 3 months. So because of those plans, I see the next 3 years going off the charts, really.
I'm listening. You got some bars behind you, so definitely
I'm tuned in.
I got another hot song that I got to play right now. You understand? And I want to ask Saz if she knows this song, and if she does, I need her to introduce it.
I got a feeling.
Bitch, why the fuck are you in my man's inbox? You mean, why is your man all in my inbox?
Hold up,
bitch.
Really?
Introduce that to the work world. If you know that song.
One of my second single out, currently streaming, available on all platforms. Videos out. Sass Boogie, SASSBOOGIE. Go run them streams up. The videos uploaded. It's on YouTube. It's on all platforms. Look it up. Get acquainted. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And look like this. It sounds like it's really just a shit talking song, but really, it's about self confidence. And you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna play it.
On what you're about. So
we're gonna play
this.
It right here. And Zero Smiles, you're going to hold on. We're going to come back after the song.
Okay.
Bitch, why the fuck is you in my man's inbox?
You mean, why is your man all in my inbox, bitch?
Hold up, bitch.
Don't worry, I only let him poke me on Facebook.
Bitch, don't nobody want your ugly black ass.
Bitch, I'm me and I look like this. So we all know your nigga want it. Bitch, I'm me and I look like this. We all know your nigga tried it. Bitch, I'm me and I look like this. Bitch, I'm me and I look like this. Bitch, I'm me and I look like this. So we all know your nigga want it. We all know he gon' try it. We all know he gon' try it. We all know he want try it. Bitch, I'm
calmer than the first two that came out of Blue Up, a little calmer, you know? So you know what? But I want you to introduce that song and let the people know, let your listeners know what inspired you to write that particular song there. I mean, every song that you have, I have to ask you that question because every one is different. It was very different.
Yes, many layers to Sass, and that's why I always like the Boogie Monster, the Wonder Woman, the Golden Child, because most of the times a different song is giving you one of those different kind of personas at the end of the day, and that was, you know, that was that sassy, Sass Boogie, just talking shit, you know what I'm saying, but it's like, again, it's about self-confidence. I'm a dark-skinned female, and you know, the way the world or the society at one point made it seem like, you know, if he was dark, he wasn't popping or whatever. So that's why I put it like that in the beginning. And just, that's why I said at the end of the day, it's fun. It sounds like I'm just popping shit. I feel like it's relatable. A lot of females probably been in that situation where somebody calling you or trying to check you about some nigga that's FNF. That needs, you know what I'm saying? That's not FNF. Like, girl, you worry about the wrong stuff. Get off my line and go get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm me. I don't care what you say about me, but I'm popping. The way I look, your nigga's still going to want it at the end of the day. So it's just, we all done been there, whether a guy been there, and you know what I'm saying? Rose is like that. Everybody can relate to it a little bit. I'll bring you the Sass Boogie version of it and just, you know, represent
happening. Okay.
Fun-hearted, lighthearted, self-love,
are you gonna be performing anywhere soon? coming up?
So actually, I'm on the way to a performance right now.
Wow. And, okay, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm in Rouge, right?
Well, let's talk about it. That might pop up.
Yeah, the whole thing is... So I'm going to keep it real, real rugged with y'all. I'm mommy and music. You know what I'm saying? Mommy music.
Okay.
I'm a Notary Public. I make C-Moss shirts. And CEO of...
You hate
C-Moss? I make C-Moss.
Okay.
So I'm right here. Working on the branding and the paperwork of everything.
Well, this is another question that I have that usually I ask most artists that are independent or are really out there, marketing it out already. And I say, what's your favorite food? What you like to eat?
What do I like to eat?
What you like to eat? And if you went anywhere in the world, what plate is it that plate that you like to eat would be at?
What would I like to eat? Depending on where I went, I'm confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. If you were to go on you're gonna go perform at another country, and it's some type of food that you wanted to eat and try for forever, and you said if I ever go to example, I go to Paris, I want to try this. If I go to Jamaica, I want to try this. Something that's different from what you would eat normally around your surroundings.
I don't know.
Whether it's Chinese food,
if
you go to China,
I like
you
to
eat
try
Chinese
new
food.
Stuff, so. Yeah, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
It depends on what I'm in the mood for that day. I guess I can't even give you a straight answer to that. My bad.
Well, you know, we had a special play going around for a little while that everybody started trying. We called it we don't call it. That's what it is. It's called ceviche, and that's South American play. You know. But
I lived in Miami. I used to have that often. It's very good.
Okay. Hey Sass, we have a caller online, so we're gonna take that caller right now. All right, they're calling in for Sass. Okay, hey
Sass,
caller.
We appreciate you.
What's your name? What's your name and where you're from? 1-2-1-2-1-2. This DJ Chisel Beats, aka Grind Season. Bop bop. All right.
DJ Chisel, what it do though?
What up? And you know I'm supporting it, and I'm on here, man. I got the phone call support, so I got to be supporting. You heard?
Yes. DJ's my Virgo brother right here. It's our season of that.
Yes, sir. Season coming up. You already know.
Yeah.
You getting them
birthday
in tune with you, right?
Mm-hmm. I definitely
appreciate
you.
I heard one of your
too.
Joints playing.
Yeah.
They played the one I always be playing yet?
SNL?
Nah, the other joint. Yeah. Fuck niggas.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, put that in rotation right there, Flock, man. That joint hard. Fuck niggas.
Whack on the
You heard?
As a matter of fact, we're gonna play that right now and get back to DJ.
Whack on the beat,
whack
on the beat,
whack
on the beat.
Shout out to
Whack
on the beat.
Yo, I'm overhearing these niggas downplay the power of the pussy. Like, they ass don't live and die for the shit. Like, can't take it. Well, I don't fuck with niggas like that. But I do be fucking on any more hoes, but it's on some others. Think I'm a bitter bitch?
Hey yo, on J Hood, I got my cherry pop by D Block. That's what the hood called, D Hill from Hilltop. Her son, I'm in middle school, then moved to the same block. Where he started tripping as soon as he gave me these tops. He really liked me, knew I wasn't one of these shots, but got more aggressive with every visit to D Spot. This DZ nigga tried to mind fuck my head up. We had to square up with him right after he fucked my bed up. Whole time this cuz wanted to give my sister head up over some pussy. Cause they both studs, yo, bed up. My I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. For fuck niggas. Say fuck nigga free. Don't fuck no fuck niggas.
Fuck niggas. For fuck niggas. Say fuck nigga free. Don't fuck no fuck niggas. Fuck niggas.
And not just fucking them on some OG Thaddy Johnson, but I do chuck dudes on them OG Bobby Johnson, man. My problem is how I appreciate the Johnson, especially when it's attachment. Small work magic like Johnson, Urban, swerving. Now I'm curving, leaving these niggas on the curb, and they got some nerve to think I was gonna let them ride. Can't handle my drive, you can't handle these curves, including these love handles. I stay with the bars. Niggas get dismantled, all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck
niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. That joint right there, you heard? I got that in heavy rotation. You go check any of my shows. You gonna hear that joint right there.
Definitely appreciate it too.
And keep making good music like that. I'll spin it. We gonna spin it. We all DJs. Flock though. I know Flock like, yeah. About to throw this in the rotation. This shit hard.
So DJ Chief Beats, let the people know your social media.
Yo, you can find me everywhere at DJ CHIZZLE_BEATZ on all platforms. That's me, DJ Chisel Beat.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, so what other questions you have
for
Yo, what's your next song you dropping?
The next song is Heads Off.
When is it coming out? You got a date yet?
We working on it now. We're working on the visual currently, so look for it. So. It might be a September 15th thing.
Yeah, I was also planning on doing something for my birthday. I got a project coming out called Crash Out.
Okay,
it's gonna come out on my birthday.
Yeah,
but
we need to do a birthday celebration.
Yeah. Yo, we could definitely figure something out. But I'm saying make sure you get that to us DJ so we can spin it and get it rocking before you drop the video. You feel me?
Absolutely. I will do
like
that.
This relationship, you done built some relationships now. Says, like, make sure you use them. Like, hit these people up and send them your music because that's what they do. They going to get it out there. Or just come back when the song drops.
Well, you know, let me tell you, I might not have that one. I might not have that one, but I have this one. Let me see if Saz Boogie knows this one.
Let's go.
Ah, that's the one right there.
Okay. 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 Oh. Okay. What's the name of that one, Saz?
Yo, they running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off.
Yep. Well, hey, Saz, I need you to give your shout out. I need you to give your shout out because I'm going to end the show with your song. And it was nice having you on the show. And it was, a great time. So I need you to introduce this song. Okay.
Okay.
You're gonna introduce your song, and we're gonna end the night. And let me tell you, I forgot to tell you, You were my first female interview. That was a special night for me.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you. So I'm proud of you.
Right there. You just made my night.
Yeah, I'm gonna crown you the queen of the Uncle Different Show tonight.
You're
my first
female
interview, and I loved every minute of it. I really enjoyed this interview, especially with the type of music. It was different. This is the Uncle Different Show. That was great. It was like an awesome, you know.
Thank you.
Callers, thank you for calling in, man, and supporting our independent artists. Continue calling in. We have plenty of things coming up, and like I said, we are on Up Live. Look for us on Up Live for the Record Radio. You find all our hosts and all our co-hosts on there. We have face-to-face. So I'm going to leave you, and you guys have a great night, and thank you for everything. I'm going to leave you off with this song. This is Uncle Different, and I'm out.
Okay. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Yo, they running round like some chickens with their heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take their heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut their legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. They running round like some chickens with their heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take their heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut their legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. Running shit around the clock like tick-tock. Run circles round squares, no pit stop. Keep my circle tighter than my wristwatch. Keep away from time, cut the whole thing flip-flop. Give me a nigga that keeps back like gift shop. Keep pissing like golf cows on little bitches. Keep to my mission to keep road history a chicken. Keep bitches heads rolling if they interfere with that flipping.
Talking to you, fuck you thought. Nigga, all that shit you selling, I been bought.
Yo, they running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut they legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. They running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut they legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. Run shit around the clock like nonstop. Run right over squares, no hopscotch. Stay with the blade, I'm a butcher. Chasing chicken with hate to slice your sister. Stay with bread, might throw crumbs at the chickens. Before I run at they neck and split it. Stay fly like wings, honey, golden crispy. Split they chest, leave nothing left but thighs and breast, your bitches. Yo, they running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut they legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. They running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut they legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off.
Yo, it's your girl, Sass Boogie, the Boogie Monster, the Wonder Woman, the Golden Child. I want to give a shout out to all the callers who called in today, the radio, everybody, all my guys that interviewed, Uncle Different, Flock. Y'all was lit. I appreciate y'all. Let me know if y'all want me back on because I'll be here. We got plans. Shout out Trizzle again for everything. Y'all follow me on all platforms, Sass Boogie Music, SASSBOOGIE. Instagram, Facebook, music on all platforms. Look like this now streaming, video for that, and FNF on YouTube, Sass Boogie. Yo, DJ Finnick.
Bitch, why the fuck is you in my man's inbox?
You mean why is your man all in my inbox, bitch?
Hold up, bitch.
Don't worry, I only let him post me on Facebook.
Bitch.
bitch, don't nobody want your ugly black ass.
Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. So we all know your nigga want it. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. We all know your nigga tried it. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. So we all know your nigga want it. We all know he gon' try it. We all know he gon' try it. We all know he won't try it. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. Bitch, I'm me and I look like shit. We all know your nigga want it. Bitch, I'm me and I look like this.
Bitch, I'm me and I look like this. Hips on sick and the lips on thick. And that ass kinda fat, nice little rack. And that's me being modest. And my eyes so hypnotic. All natural at its finest. Your nigga wanna get behind, wine and dine, drink me while he dining. Bitch, I'm me and I walk like this. Bitch, I'm me and I talk like this. Bitches, that one looks me quick. Cause they can't do a fight like this. Got me laughing like, bitch, you mad or nah, you big mad. I'm just laughing like, ha ha ha. I said, look, bitch, you mad or nah, you looking mad. I'm looking, laughing like, ha ha ha.
Bitches. Eh, fuck these bitches. Fuck these niggas too. Let's get this fucking money though. Oh, 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 yeah. You know what I'm saying? If y'all like me and y'all about y'all money and y'all want to sit around and wait for that shit to come, you want some shit like, fuck it. Let's get up and get it. What are we waiting for? Fuck it. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. They can't wait for it.
Oh, no.
All my stripper hoes, they gon' shake for it.
Oh,
and my gnarly bros, they gon' skate for it.
Yeah.
When that ass gon' drop, they can't wait for it. Wait for it. They can't wait for it. All my church gon' folks all pray for it. And my thugs, no joke, gon' pray for it. When that ass gon' drop, they can't wait for it. Wait for it. They can't wait for it. And I can't wait. I'm impatient like a psycho. So psycho for it. 7:34:13.
Please believe
I am beast one. Grew up on Nas, it was written, it's already done. Not from NY, but this queen already won. Not to imply competition. Simply celebrating acceptance of my position. My mission, execute my vision. 2020, funny mom's an optician. Still bum in 20s cause ends won't meet. And so I focus on this money. Don't get it, that's who the fuck I be.
Sign
A, double trouble, no time for the fuckery. Get up and go get it, ain't nobody doing shit for me. Be on the toes, cause misery loves company. And ain't nobody got time for that, man. Life's too short, you can't get time back, fam. Done lost too much, fam. Lost too many dollar bills. Making sense, chubby chest, make me wanna holler real. Things get beyond control, no chill. And it's hard to try and sit still. Swallow that pill, relax, get comfortable. Ain't got no choice like you fucking with Hustable. Be clear, I fuck with blood heavy, yo. I stay high cause life be trying to keep me low.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Yo, they running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut they legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. They running round like some chickens with they heads off. I'm running round chasing chickens, take they heads off. Run down on them chickens, cut they legs off. Heads up, I'm running round taking heads off. Running shit around the clock like tick-tock. Run circles round squares, no pit stop. Keep my circle tighter than my wristwatch. Keep away from time, cut the whole thing flip-flop. Give me a nigga that keeps back like gift shop. Keep pissing like log cows on little bitches. Keep to my mission to keep road history a chicken. Keep bitches heads rolling if they interfere with that flip.
Whack on the beat, whack on the beat, whack on the beat,
whack on the beat, whack on the beat. Killing it.
Yo, I'm overhearing these niggas downplay the power of the pussy. Like, they ass don't live and die for the shit. Like,
can't take it.
Well, I don't fuck with niggas like that.
Mm-mm.
But I do be fucking with them. I ain't gonna hold you, but it's on some other shit. Think I'm a bitter bitch?
Hey, yo, on J-Hood, I got my cherry popped by D-Block. That's what the hood's called, D-Hill from Hilltop. Crushed on them in middle school, then moved to the same block. Where he started tripping as soon as he gave me these tops. He really liked me, knew I wasn't one of these shots, but got more aggressive with every visit to these spots. This DZ nigga tried to mind fuck my head up. We had to square up with him right after he fucked my bed up. Whole time his cuz wanted to give my sister head up over some pussy, cause they both studs your bed up. My sis tried to
fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. For fuck niggas. Say fuck nigga free. Don't fuck no fuck niggas.
Fuck niggas. For fuck niggas. Say fuck niggas free. Don't fuck no fuck niggas. Fuck niggas.
Not trying to play victim, and not just fucking them on some OG Thotty Johnson, but I do chuck boots on them OG Bobby Johnson, man. My problem is how I appreciate the Johnson, especially when it's attachment, small work magic like Johnson. Urban, swerving, now I'm curving, leaving these niggas on the curb, and they got some nerve to think I was gonna let them ride. Can't handle my drive, you can't handle these curves, including these love handles. I stay with the bars, you stay trying to get a handle. Niggas get dismantled, cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Cause all I do is fuck niggas. And after I fuck niggas, I be like, fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Say fuck niggas.
Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Say fuck niggas.
Wax on the beat.
Yo, this is Notch. All right, now you're listening to Oh, Uncle Different on For The Record Radio. You think we come to play, yeah?